Penguin Random House Audio presents How Big Things Get Done. The surprising factors that determine the fate of every project, from home renovations to space exploration, and everything in between. By Bent Flubia and Dan Gardner. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. A note before we begin. For a visual representation of the charts and graphs mentioned throughout, as well as Appendix A and B, please be sure to download the bonus PDF accompanying this program. To Carissa, in awe, with gratitude. Introduction. California Dreamin'. How is a vision turned into a plan that becomes a triumphant new reality? Let me tell you a story. You may have heard about it, particularly if you live in California. If you do, you're paying for it. In 2008, Golden State voters were asked to imagine themselves at Union Station in downtown Los Angeles, on board a sleek silver train. Departing the station, the train slips quietly through the urban sprawl and endless traffic jams and accelerates as it enters the open spaces of the Central Valley, until the countryside is racing by in a blur. Breakfast is served. By the time attendants clear coffee cups and plates, the train slows and glides into another station. This is downtown San Francisco. The whole trip took 2.5 hours, not much more than the time it would take the average Los Angelino to drive to the airport, clear security, and get on a plane to queue on the tarmac, waiting for departure. The cost of the train ticket was $86. The project was called California High Speed Rail. It would connect two of the world's great cities, along with Silicon Valley, the global capital of high technology. Words such as visionary are used too liberally, but this really was visionary. And for a total cost of $33 billion, it would be ready to roll by 2020. In a statewide referendum, Californians approved. Work began. As I write, it is now 14 years later. Much about the project remains uncertain, but we can be sure that the end result will not be what was promised. After voters approved the project, construction started at various points along the route, but the project was hit with constant delays. Plans were changed repeatedly. Cost estimates soared to $43 billion, $68 billion, $77 billion, then almost $83 billion. As I write, the current highest estimate is $100 billion. But the truth is that nobody knows what the full final cost will be. In 2019, California's governor announced that the state would complete only part of the route. The 171-mile section between the towns of Merced and Bakersfield in California's Central Valley had an estimated cost of $23 billion. But when that inland section is completed, the project will stop. It will be up to some future governor to decide whether to launch the project again, and if so, figure out how to get the roughly $80 billion, or whatever the number will be by then, to extend the tracks and finally connect Los Angeles and San Francisco. For perspective, consider that the cost of the line between only Merced and Bakersfield is the same as or more than the annual gross domestic product of Honduras, Iceland, and about 100 other countries. And that money will build the most sophisticated rail line in North America between two towns most people outside California have never heard of. It will be, as critics put it, the bullet train to nowhere. How do visions become plans that deliver successful projects? Not like this. An ambitious vision is a wonderful thing. California was bold. It dreamed big. But even with buckets of money, a vision is not enough. Let me tell you another story. This one is unknown, but I think it gets us closer to the answers we need. In the early 1990s, Danish officials had an idea. Denmark is a small country with a population less than New York City's, but it is rich and gives a lot of money in foreign aid and wants that money to do good. Few things do more good than education. The Danish officials got together with colleagues